Well, there was a big announcement today. Crows' new CEO is Andrew Fagan, former Brumbies boss. He's a South Australian-born lad, a long-time respected sports administrator, and he joins us now. Andrew, congratulations.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
What appealed to you with this challenge?
Look, there were plenty of things. Look, I think that it is a challenge. There's plenty of great things about this footy club. You know, they've a wonderful national brand, and I get to see that from... I've been able to see that from across on the East Coast. It is a wonderful brand. They've got a, you know, great support base, you know, passionate and loyal in the 19th man, that has resonated across the country. You know, they're financially stable, and I think they've got a really, you know, a young and talented list, and they play out of a, you know, a wonderful stadium. So that certainly appealed. And the other part that appealed was the fact that I think there's upside. So, you know, there's, I don't think anyone would be surprised to know that, you know, my views, and they're shared by the board of the club, that the team's underperformed, you know, in recent times, and the standards that we want to set here are higher than that. And so I think there's upside to, you know, to deliver what our supporters want, what the 19th man wants, which is good results on the footy field.
Do you know enough about it to know where the club's at right now?
Look, I'm knowing a lot more every single day. Obviously, with the briefings that are just about to start, I met 90 staff for the first time about 2 hours ago. I've got to go through and meet all of those guys and get a really thorough assessment of the club. But look, you know, the board, you know, Rob Chapman's been fantastic through the entire process. I think the conversations have been, you know, frank and honest, and I wanted that. So it was part of the process was them obviously assessing me, and part of it was me feeling really comfortable that, you know, we've got a club that's aspirational and wants to win and deliver results that our supporters want. So, I'm feeling pretty comfortable that there's a bright future there. We've just got to make sure we, you know, make some good decisions and have all the right people in all the right seats and, you know, be ruthless where we need to be and to sort of demand of ourselves that we run the best football program in the AFL.
Andrew, heard your press conference. It was fascinating stuff when you spoke about the interview process, and it was the two-way street that you said it was. So it's not about them interviewing you, but you also get to interview them and get to see what the club is like from your perspective. So what did you like? What pressed your buttons?
Well, there's a few things said. One is I like the honesty.
Yep.
And I got to say, so one of the things that was great was I liked that the board was... said they were clear to me. The process as outlined is exactly what we went through. I like the fact that they actually kept the information nice and tight. That's a rarity in sport these days. So a lot of people that are a little surprised today. And that was really important for me, given, you know, I currently work with another code.
Yep.
And but what I liked about the club was, as I said, there's a lot to like. As I said there, I've followed the footy club. As an Adelaide-born guy, I've enjoyed the success that they've had, but I've, you know, also been disappointed with, you know, that not sort of continuing the way we would have liked in recent times. But particularly, I've enjoyed that the framework or the platform for success is actually there. You know, they've got, they're financially stable. That was made clear to me. We went through all of that. They're aspirational, which is important for me as well. And, you know, I think through, you know, and they play out of an extraordinary stadium, you know, perhaps the best in the country. And they've got an extraordinary supporter base. So, now for me, those things just mean that we've got the potential to be, you know, to be great. And there's an enormous amount of work to do. And I'm looking forward to getting, to be frank, just getting stuck in and to meeting all of the staff here and getting a really clear picture of where they're at and what people's views are on what needs to get done.
Don't know if this is an unfair question. Do you think the club's taken their eye off the ball? There have been quite a few distractions for them. You've got an opposition or a neighbouring team that's going well. Do you think maybe they've taken their eye off the ball a little bit?
Well, mate, to be fair, I'd probably... It's hard for me to judge coming in, but I think it's probably fair to say that you don't normally want that much distraction in a football club.
Yep.
So, you know, that should come as no surprise to you guys. And, you know, the less distraction, the better in whatever it is that you're doing. But look, these things also happen, and I suppose what you know what's happened today is they've brought in a CEO from who's going to bring a fresh set of eyes and a different perspective, having, you know, not come through this sport. Obviously, I've followed it, you know, working in sport for 20 odd years. You know, I've followed it closely, but hopefully, I can sort of blend, you know, my my fresh set of eyes with, you know, the obviously enormous amount of experience and knowledge that exists within the club, and provide that stability that we want, and ensure that the focus is just on they're providing a, you know, an engaging experience for our fans and providing the environment from which we can achieve success on the pitch.
Crows new CEO Andrew Fagan, our guest. You also said in the presser you want the best football program in the AFL. Sounds like with your briefings, that's way down and there's a bit of work to do.
Look, that's fair, because if you're judging it from the results of this year or the last couple of years, that's, you know, that would only be a fair assessment. So, but, you know, that's what I want to get in and discover. So it's about controlling the controllables, and, you know, the football program is something that you can control. You know, we can't always control injuries. We can't always control, you know, umpiring decisions. We can't control the weather. What we can control is making sure we got the right people in the right seats, the right systems, you know, the right culture that the club operates within, obviously the right players. And they're the things that were core to my focus in my work within, you know, with in Super Rugby. And, you know, that'll be absolutely front and centre for me right now. So, you know, the exciting bit is digging deep and getting into that over the course of the next sort of 30, 60 days and, you know, working out where improvements are possible.
There's some big appointments and decisions needed. One of them's Sandow's senior assistants. Do you think you have enough knowledge of the AFL industry to have your fingerprints on those big key decisions, Andrew?
Yeah, look, I'm going to obviously, you know, call on much counsel for that, you know, given I'm new to this industry. But what I am, what I do have lots of experience in is elite sport and running clubs and working with coaches. So I've got some strong views on the type of personality that we want to have in the club, and I'll rely on, you know, others to guide me with regards to the you know, the football credentials of, you know, any potential candidate. So you're right, they're all big decisions, they're all really important. But I'm looking forward to working with others to ensure that those decisions are all good ones.
Sounds like you like the 19th man concept. That'll stay?
Mate, I think it's a fantastic concept. So said I've obviously, you know, watch closely from afar as a part of the sport industry. You know, a passionate and loyal base of supporters. You know, I think that it's caught on well and positively. So, mate, it's absolutely going to stay. And I'm, you know, I sort of said today, I've got to meet 50 staff and, sorry, 90 staff and 50 players. But in one way, shape, or form, I've got to start digging into, you know, 57,000 19th man members. To get a really feel for the, you know, for their personality and what they want to see at match day, what their expectations are of the club, and I'm going to put in place a framework to ensure I'm engaging with those guys directly, and we'll do that pretty quickly.
In the interview process or any of your chats, have you had a sense that you think the club needs to reconnect with its members at all?
Look, it's probably a bit, again, it's a bit too hard for me to say at the moment. Look, I think that it's easy in a season where you didn't perform to expectation to, you know, feel as though maybe you're a little disconnected from some of your membership base, because they're passionate and they want you to achieve, and you know you're gonna, you know, you know you're gonna cop a little bit when you don't. But I've obviously been encouraged by, you know, the record membership, by the attendances at Adelaide Oval, and an engagement with your supporter base doesn't start and stop. You know, it's something that you've got to do every single day. We want to be delivering the content, the information, you know, the authenticity, and the excitement that they demand. So it's that's a job, you know, for the last 12 months, the job for the next 12 months, sort of every single day. So, mate, it'll be a clear focus. We don't exist without our supporters, so. It'll sit front and centre with me.
Hey, Andrew, what, if any, can we learn off Union? I think we've all watched it and watched the Wallabies and admired them and admired the people that have gone through that program and been involved with that club. Is there anything we can learn as an Australian rules?
How to tackle, bet as one.
So put your shorts on first and your boots and teach the boys how to tackle. But I just love that culture that they've been able to produce. Is that something that you would take from?
Yeah, look, I'm certainly looking forward to maybe the blend of experiences. So, you know, like I said, I'm bringing a fresh set of eyes, and I'm keen to sort of see what the personality of this club is, the culture of the club. I mean, rugby, I think, is appropriately recognised for having a really strong and a strong culture within its teams. You know, we've got generally upstanding citizens who are true to the values of the football club.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd like to think that's the same with the playing group that we've got here. Certainly from afar, it looks that way. But you know, I obviously need to dig in a little deeper. I have been really pleased, I must say. Just again, these are perspectives from afar. But in some of the comments that the players have made just in recent weeks, about how, I mean, I think Daniel Talia was there saying that he didn't want to talk the talk. He really wanted action, and you know, we needed to be measured by our performances. And I got to say, I'm buoyed by that. To me, it looks like we've got players who really want to achieve, and they want to do it what's necessary to be elite. And that's probably one of the things, you know, there's a big difference between being a professional sportsman and being an elite one. One of them gets paid, and the other one does every single thing they can do, every single point of the day to be the best that they can possibly be, and sometimes they get paid. We certainly want to make sure we're elite, and I look at a brief chat with Taylor Walker today and Rory Sloan, and you know, look, they seem like absolutely wonderful people, and I'm looking forward to getting to know the rest of them.
Where does premiership sit on your list? On your wish list,
mate?
Does everything go underneath then, or not?
It's a driving force. That's what we exist here to do.
Yep.
We all of the other business stuff, that's good, but most of that is to feed the engine that's going to deliver the wins that supporters want, that you guys want, that we want. And that's what we're here to do. So it's very, very high on that list. So I'm looking forward to seeing, the state of the footy program, over the coming weeks and months, and doing everything that we can to put ourselves into a position that we can compete, make everyone proud.
You mentioned Tex Walker and Rory Sloan. I think a lot of Crows fans would have said, what about Patrick Dangerfield? Have you spoken to him? You know his situation. Have you had his file, his foolscap file, put under your nose yet? You know how important he is, Andrew?
Yeah, I certainly know how important he is. And so there's obviously he's an important part of this team. We want to ensure that we keep him here. And, look, I haven't spoken to him yet, obviously. As you know, this is all secrets today, so we kept it as tight as possible. But look, I certainly know that there's a number of guys that I'm going to connect with over the coming weeks, and he's one of them. And look, I think there's a phone call set up for me to have a chat with him tonight. I'm looking forward to having that and seeing if I can make him promise me that he's going to stick around.
Good man.
Oh, Andrew, if you can get that, if that's the first thing you do, you've got a job for life, I'm telling you.
Oh, perfect. Hey, right. I'll tell him that.
Did you know or sound out your predecessor, Stephen Trick?
Look, obviously I know of him, and, look, I haven't met Stephen previously. And, again, look, I was conscious in going through this process that I was keeping things relatively confidential, as it was appropriate and important to do so. So I deliberately didn't extend and dig deep into my contacts and others within the AFL industry. I know that Stephen's offered the club the opportunity to sort of provide a handover and a briefing, even though he now sits with another club, and I'll certainly take him up on that opportunity. I look forward to meeting him and getting his views and perspective.
Tell us about you, Andrew. You're married, family, kids. You said you were born in South Australia.
Yeah, look, I was born in South Australia. I spent most of my time then growing up in Sydney before moving to Canberra, where I attended university, and then ended up spending 9 years working with the Australian Institute of Sport, and worked with probably close to 30 national sporting organisations there, just helping them run their business. And then I worked with the Brumbies as their general manager and head of commercial, and then ultimately as the chief executive for 8 years. And then back to Sydney, where I now work with the Australian Rugby Union, where I head up their national teams
competitions and all their rugby operations. All the business and associated with the Wallabies, with Super Rugby, our Sevens Olympic teams and national competitions and run all of our test matches. So that's sort of been the background. My partner is super excited about moving to Adelaide. Her name is Alana Smith. She's actually one of the presenters and reporters with Fox Sports News.
Yeah. We know her, yeah.
So probably familiar to many of you.
Mm.
So Alana will be joining me down here in Adelaide. So she's really excited to come down and, you never know. Look, we've got to get her a job pretty quickly. Mm. So I'm not sure if there's a spot maybe in with you guys from time to time.
Oh, mate, we'll have her in a heartbeat, Andy.
Perfect. Well,
thanks, Andrew. You just bummed me out of a job. Seriously, I'm coming knocking.
You're going to have to learn to say pool and school, not pool and school. Andrew, that's a bit of a New South Welsh type of thing. And no kids?
No, I've got two little girls. Two little girls, Jade and Ivy. They're 5 and 3, and they make me laugh every day.
Oh, wow. So that's easy to move then if you've got two little whippersnappers.
Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous.
Hey, Andrew, a couple of quickies. Did you barrack for an Australian rule? Did you have a team when you were in South Australia, or were you too young?
Mate, I was too young then, but I said today that, I've probably supported two clubs growing up, and yep. one of them's the Crows since inception because I was born here, and the other one was probably, followed closely the Swans because that's where I lived. Yeah. And, they were the two teams that I've followed closely for effectively my life, 43 years. And it's a bit of a dream come true to sort of come back to, the place I didn't spend a lot of time, the place I was born to lead a club that said I've followed since 1990. I'm really looking forward to the journey and hopefully we can deliver sort of a whole lot of outcome that's going to make people proud.
Set your sights on Adelaide Oval yet? Have you been there and witnessed it?
Yeah, look, I've been there plenty of times over the years, and then I caught the last game this year against St Kilda. Look, it's an extraordinary stadium. Mm. I was super impressed. I said it's a wonderful place in which to watch football. I love the blend of the new and the old, and I said it's the atmosphere that can be created there is extraordinary. It's obviously been welcomed by the 19th man and by the support base, given the attendances that were there this year. And we'll hope to make plenty of people proud with the performances that are put out in the park there next year.
I'm sure we'll get to know you a bit better, but we got a text on 1-999-1395. We're interactive here, Andrew. You'll get to know this.
Perfect.
Are you a beer man, a wine man, or a non-drinking man?
I'm definitely a beer man. Love a wine with dinner, but I'll have a beer with that whoever sent the text.
Well done. And what about fishing?
My dad's a mad barramundi fisherman. He quite often heads up to the Northern Territory to go fishing. So I had a brother that lived up there for quite some time. So the last time I went over to his house for dinner, he had a freezer full of barramundi. And he threatened to take me up fishing there to catch a few more. So any time where I can relax with a beer, listen to the radio and drop a line in, that sounds good to me.
We're warming, Andrew Fagan, we're warming. Hey, one last one. When do you start?
I think I'll half start from today, but I'm just finishing up with my role at the AAU. It's a loose date, but probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks. I think by sort of early to mid October, I'll be down here on a full time basis with feet under the desk.
Andrew, well done, congratulations! It's a huge job. It's a big brand. We know that. There's high expectations. Welcome home. Roll those sleeves up. Some real tough calls needed, and it sounds like you're just the man with those new sets of eyes that'll be able to do it. Andrew, welcome home.
Appreciate that, guys, and look forward to speaking again to you real soon.
Good on you, Andrew.
Crows new CEO there, Andrew Fagan.